Welcome back to Water Coolers Could Talk. This is episode 24, and I'm Jess, and this is Danielle.
Hello.
And how are you?
How are you today?
I'm okay. You sound a bit better than the last couple of weeks.
Yes. Which is good. I am definitely finally getting better. That is a nasty, nasty cold that's going around. A lot of people at work are still sick, so I'm trying to avoid them, obviously, because if I catch it again, somebody's going to get hurt. It's way too close to my flight to Florida that if I get that kind of sick again, I'm going to be really upset, right? Yeah. I'm so excited, but I would absolutely die because it's three flights to get there. Mm-hmm. I have three different takeoffs and landings before I'm actually in Florida. And with that kind of a head cold, I don't think I would survive. So if somebody gives me that again, somebody's getting hurt. I'll probably lose my job because somebody's going to get beat.
Yeah, no kidding.
It'll be ugly.
It will
be. So we're just going to hope it doesn't happen. Fingers crossed. I'm so excited for my sister. And I'm so excited to see her and meet her soon-to-be husband and... It's going to be great.
I'm excited to see pictures of everybody.
What about you? How's your week been?
It's snowing.
Oh, well, there will be pictures.
That's my week has been snowing.
No.
It just got cold.
Sorry.
And then it started snowing. And then the main snow, of course, came right after Christian went back to his dad's. And then Carlos went back up north to work. So I'm like, oh, it's the Jesse Howard snow shovel again, for gosh sakes. And I mean, I need the exercise, but still the one sidewalk, right, that gets so icy.
I understand.
The ice is still there, but like the snow insulates it. So it kind of helps it. But that meant like the first shovel or two was so heavy because it was like slush trying to move it up, but not all of it went up. And so there's still like little chunks or patches, and I'm just getting tired. So it's not the best shoveling job because it's not heavy snow, but there's so much of it. It's heavy. Like you shovel a couple hours later, it doesn't look like you did anything. There's even more than there was to start with. But I don't think it's supposed to do that today. I think yesterday was it. Like yesterday was like a snowstorm.
So is the icy patch just a drainage thing?
Yeah, I think so. It's the entire sidewalk block that's beside the side of my house. Literally, like it cuts off where the neighbor starts. It's weird. And it's the whole thing. It drains from all the snow that's on my side yard there. So Carlos made a little wooden sandwich.
So it just drains to the sidewalk and freezes there.
Yeah, it's got nowhere to go. So I've gone out and I've swept it off, but it just, he made a caution icy sidewalk sandwich board sign. So I put that there, but I've had to go and unbury it from all the snow a bunch of times.
Nice.
I'm like, well, I don't know what else to do. I shoveled, it's not perfect, but I put down the salt and the sand and there's a sign that I'm done. I'm just done.
Yeah.
That's otherwise, frustrating. It's been okay.
Nice.
I'm like, what's happened this week?
Yeah, we haven't gotten a lot of snow up here, so it's odd, but good.
Yes. I'm warning everybody again that the room is open.
The cats are in here.
The dog is in here. But since no one else is around, he probably won't start barking. It's just the cats that might be going crazy. So hopefully they don't disturb us. But if I shut the door, it would be worse. Trust me.
Yes, it would be much worse.
There's nobody entertain them or contain them is more to the point. So, I'm trying to remember if there's anything else.
Same with my girls. Dave is out playing games.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Nice. So I've got the door open and they're hearing me talk. So they come in, they look at me, they look around, they look at me oddly and walk away. So... like, I think they she's think gone I'm nuts. Going crazy, right?
You're like, I'm already there,
it's
girls.
It's pretty awesome.
Already
so,
there.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right? good. I was crazy before you were born.
That is true. I can confirm.
Right?
I can confirm. So I was going to meet our contest winner today to give them their prize. But with the snow and everything, and then I think they had to go to like one of the satellite cities around here for a hockey thing for their son today. So I'll have to meet up with them later. But we'll still post the prize picture because we want to show everybody. Not that it's a huge deal, but we like it. We think it's cool. And now we want to do more things like it.
Absolutely, we do, because that is fantastic. I like it a lot.
I want one.
So
now I want one.
You'll have to win the contest.
I'm going to create an easy contest
to
win
right here.
I mean, I could buy one, I guess. But anyway, that's not the point. Not the point. So, yeah. Yeah, I swear more things happen this week, but I'm trying to, I'm drawing a bit of a blank.
We can do a contest for who has the most neurotic pug. I'm pretty sure you would win that one in a landslide.
Jasper, did you hear that? You made me a winner!
No, because if he'd heard that, he'd be losing his little mind right now.
Actually, it's true, because I'm wearing headphones. But so I guess, yeah, obviously. Now who's the crazy one?
Oh, man.
Yes, he's just lying there chill.
Plug your headset so he can hear my voice, and that'll end it right there.
I mean, he can hear.
It's all good.
I don't know. Well, no, he might. No, I'm just kidding. We'll try. When we hang up, I'm going to try that on the phone or right at the end. We'll see. We'll see what happens. That'll be entertaining. Anyway, so your week was better. You're feeling better, getting ready for your trip. And I have, Carlos's birthday's next in a couple of days, but he is not here. So I gave him a gift early. And
I know.
I'll figure something out for when he's back. We're going to have dinner with Dad and Rosie. So, and with Christian, because his birthday's the following
week. I've got to get something sent.
Christian's.
I've got to get something sent for him, for Christian, for Rosie.
And
this month is already so crazy that I'm probably just going to send you. And
you're
there's
forgetting
no and.
One. Yes.
No, I'm not. It doesn't exist.
Lex has the same birthday as Christian.
Oh,
he's turning
Lex.
One.
Okay, I was forgetting. Poor little Lex.
Yes, little Lex turns
one.
That's
so sweet.
Oh, it's funny. Christian,
adorable.
You and Lex can have for the same birthday thing. He's looking at me like, what? I'm like, what? What are you talking about? You guys can share this? Which is funny because him and Forrest had the same birthday, who is High Twix, you know, our original black cat. But he was so little, it didn't bother him.
Yeah.
It was kind of like when their dad I'd said Snuffy had the same birthday as him. I'm like, oh, we'll get a bone cake. And he didn't appreciate it. But anyway, I don't think I ever did.
Don't so share their special days with their special pets.
Listen, sharing a birthday with one of the pets would be very nice. I almost shared my birthday with Amber. So that was very nice too. But she's 4 days before me.
Yeah.
She was supposed to be three.
Well, it's also nice to have your own special day, I guess, especially when you're a kid.
Yes.
So.
The kid is turning 17.
Yes. She's always in a hurry.
Christian, stop.
Always in a hurry.
Oh, Twix just arrived. Okay. Now things are going to get loud.
All right.
Oops.
Oh, well, anyways. So it's like they know that I'm about to tell a story about pets and stuff. So
you have a pet story?
I found this one on an online message board, and I'm pretty sure I've worked with people like this. And I have to say that me and I know you and everybody I know, we try really hard, but it's always going to happen a little bit. Not to this extreme, though. So this one says, it's been about 20 years, so I can safely talk about how we had to let a woman go from our office. Her hygiene had been an issue since she had started, and it became such an issue that we had to let her go. She was a sales rep for the company, so it was just not a good look. Afterwards, my manager had asked if there was anything else we could have done to help her. He says, couldn't you have politely suggested that she shower before coming into work? Me. I did that. She told me that she hated waking up to come to work, so in order to sleep longer in the morning, she would put her clothes on the night before, sleep in them, roll out of bed, and come straight to work. and she never wore pants, only thick leggings under heavy skirts. She lived with her parents and their 20 cats, so she would come in covered in cat fur, head to toe. She wouldn't even brush her hair. She just put on a beanie.
20 cats. Wow.
So the manager at that point just understood. I'm like, okay. I have two cats, and I can get pretty covered in cat fur from mm-hmm. two cats. Could you imagine 20 and not doing anything to, like, you're going to sleep in the clothes and then wear them to work? Come on, people. I know you love your animals. I love my animals, but that's not professional.
No, it's pretty gross. That's gross.
It's pretty bad.
Ew.
Don't give us all a bad name. Being a cat lady is already pretty a negative thing. Let's not make it too negative.
I mean,
I don't think it's bad. I said being a cat lady is a negative thing, and then Bean popped her head in the room like, what?
I know. What Felix arrived too. Being a crazy cat lady, a gross, stinky cat. That's what we're talking about. We shower and we wash our clothes.
Well, there's no guarantee that she's stinky. I mean, she probably is. But you shower, you brush your hair, you take the cat fur off your clothes, you put on clean clothes every morning.
Yeah.
So
we have 3 cats and a pug. There's fur, there's hair. I mean, we vacuum, we mm-hmm. do it all, but it's still, as Carlos likes to say, how does he say it? He's like, you'll get so grossed out. He's like, I am full of hair. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And he looks at me and I'm like, it's not my hair.
I keep a blanket over the recliner where we all like to sit.
Yes. I know the recliner well.
Yes. I keep a blanket on it because they only sit in that chair. So this way, at least I can just pull the blanket and wash it. And then I vacuum the couch. Like, I have a special pet fur vacuum.
Ooh.
Because I do everything I can to keep the fur down. And I still have cat fur all over me a lot of times.
Yes.
I can't imagine 20 cats.
You are lucky too, they say. They're like, we're just trying to keep you warm.
Yes. Well, I know. I do love my kitty cuddles. I'm not going to lie. But 20 of them. Oh, man.
That's a stinky situation.
That's a lot of cat. Yeah. That
is a stinky situation.
I don't care how many litter boxes you have or how often you change them. 20 cats is going to smell.
Unless it's like a cat reserve. But then you have a huge amount of space. And it's not just one little. Anyway, gross. I'm just. It's like I can smell it in my nose already. Ew. Ew.
Right?
Ew. And I
starting
I
to get just, antsy. I'm like, maybe I should go change my boxes.
Ew, I have to do that today. I don't want to, but it's the one chore I left for today. I know we got a story emailed in that is, it touches on something like this. We're not reading it today, but because we just got it yesterday and we already had our stories, but so it's kind of it connects, but I don't know. We can't handle all that in one go. So no. Absolutely not.
No, we're trying not to be completely disgusting.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Well, I have a pet story
too.
So
the one thing I'm wondering is they say with cats, you're supposed to have one litter box per cat plus an extra one.
Yeah, like 1.5. Who's got a half box? What is this?
Who's got a half box? But how do you have room for 21 litter boxes in a house?
Bathtubs.
Like, oh. Oh, that's why she's not showering. Okay, so let's move on to your pet one because we just got really gross.
Yeah. Yes. Well, mine's a pet store one from online. So, and it's a short and kind of cute, but it's not gross like that. So here we go. It starts. Good. So I work at a large chain pet store and we have chinchillas in right now. I'm actually surprised how many people we get in our doors that have no idea what they are. Earlier today, right after I clocked in, a father and daughter, and she was maybe about 7, came in, and they went straight to the animals to look at the guinea pigs, but we have the chinchillas in that display right now. I walk over and ask them if they need any help or if they have any questions, and the little girl points at the chins and asks, "What are those? They're really cute." I tell her, "Those are the chinchillas." At this point, the little girl jumps back from the enclosure with a horrified look and screams, "The things that eat goats?" Guys, I have never laughed so hard involuntarily while at work before. This girl's dad lost it. I was wheezing. She was looking at us like we'd grown second heads because she couldn't understand why we thought this was funny. It took a bit to explain to her that no, they were not chupacabras. That poor little girl. Because why would she ever have heard of a chupacabra?
Oh, God. That's adorable. Okay, I'd heard of them.
Yes.
I had heard of them.
I mean, it's a legend.
I can't remember what it was. It was some horror show that had it.
There was a movie about it too, but they're cryptids for folklore for parts of, especially Latin America, that these horrible little things go around eating the goats or drinking the blood or something nasty like that.
Yeah.
Not cool. Not cool. So, yeah.
And I'd heard that. I grew up just north of Mexico. So.
That's true.
No. But hilarious.
Yes. Not hilarious. Gross, by
the
way.
I love that story.
We had to
make
a U-turn.
Gross.
We've had a few nasty stories lately. That's what we said.
Yes. So the gross story first, get it out of the way. The rest of my stories aren't gross at all.
That's why we're reading that one that got sent in another day.
They get bad. We get bad. But you know what? By episode 24, if they're still coming back, it means they find it as funny as we do.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
It's okay.
What is wrong with us? All these disgusting things are funny. I don't know, but that's okay.
But whatever it is, it's wrong with a large portion of the world because lots of people...
Yeah.
So it's all good. Maybe it's not wrong with us. It's normal. It's normal.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Okay. Your story.
All right. So my next story was sent in to us from the inspector again. So thank you, inspector.
Thank you.
He says... I had set up a house inspection and arrived at the house ringing the doorbell. The first thing I hear is a dog barking and jumping at the door, likely a young dog, very excited. Everyone has gone to a house like this where the dog immediately is so excited it starts jumping on you as soon as you walk in. The woman opens the door a small amount and the dog sticks its nose out the door. I say hello, say my name. As it is my favorite thing about my job, I reach down to let the dog sniff me as he's trying to get out. So I say, I'll just squeeze in so the dog doesn't get out. So I get into the house and I close the door. And the woman is looking at me funny as I'm petting her dog. So I say, hi again. I'm the inspector. She says, I don't know who you are and I didn't order an inspection. I look at my clipboard and I say the address and the lender. And she just looks at me, she says, that would be our neighbor.
Oh.
I don't think I've ever been so embarrassed in my life. I don't think I could apologize enough. I got to stay and pet her dog for 5 minutes while I continuously apologized. Could you imagine what this looked like from her side? Some guy forcing his way into her front door like that? Luckily, she was very understanding and didn't call the police on me.
Oh my gosh, he's just like, oh, pardon me while I squish in to see your dog.
Right? It's amazing. He is lucky that she didn't start freaking out, but yeah, that's amazing.
Now he's known as the dog inspector.
I love it.
I am here to inspect dogs.
Just inspect it. My God, I wish that was a real job. Dog I would inspector. Love it. I heard of it. Dog inspector, cat inspector. I heard there was a job in Ireland, I want to say it was. I'm not 100% sure anymore, where a vet had posted online a job to cuddle sick animals to help them feel better. All you do all day is just cuddle and pet like kittens and puppies. And I was like, I will move to Ireland. Sign me up.
I was about to say, I'm going to live abroad for a while. Right. I'll pack. I'll wait a little bit. Wait a little bit. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe the whole family will come. Everybody's come to Ireland. No, anyway, just kidding.
Cuddling animals. That would be so cool. My favorite things to do, and you're going to pay me to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Until you get home, and then your animals are like, "What the actual have you been doing all day?" You know. Not okay.
Actually, with Bean, it's the opposite. Maggie is so chill; she doesn't even care. Mm-hmm. And with Bean, it's the opposite. She gets right up on you and starts sniffing you. And if you smell like another animal, she starts rubbing against you so that you smell like her again. Because she has to make sure the world knows that I belong to her. I am her human. So I get extra cuddles when I'm bad and pet somebody else's animal.
So it's a good lure.
I get extra Bean snuggles.
Whoops. Just hit the absolutely. Old microphone.
It's a win-win for me. Yeah, sorry. All good.
I'm a disaster over here. Smacking the mic and trying to put a sweater on because it's kind of cold in my office. And, oh my gosh. Yeah, the pets know if you've been around.
It's all like, good. We all have our days.
Bunch of hussies petting other animals. God. Okay, I'm lost in my own little world there. No, that would be an awkward situation to put it mildly. That's just especially of how he just sort of shoved his way in.
Right.
Oh, that's bad.
Right. I don't know. I mean, that's a trusting woman too. Like, what kind of woman is gonna let some guy just shove his way in?
No kidding. Maybe.
Oh man.
She's probably just in shock.
I don't know. And at least dog wasn't freaking out.
Yeah, I guess if the dog had been growling, she might not have let him do that, but who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, moving right along, I also have a story sent in from a listener. We've heard from them before. They're lost in Winnipeg. So it starts. So I got my second job ever when I was 15 as a front counter cook in a chicken place. What is that noise? Is that Bean? I hear squeak.
Yeah, Bean got a little squeaking.
Oh, that's so cute. Okay, sorry. Chicken place. Not KFC. My first job was horrible, but that one is for a different story. My first day on the job, I go through the training book for 15 minutes and then was told to go stand at the front counter and my trainer would be there in a minute. The shift manager gave me this ugly necklace to wear and just said to put it around my neck. So I did. Waiting for 5 minutes and being young and nervous, I started to fidget around and grab the necklace and start playing with it. No trainer showed up yet, but as I'm standing there, I notice 5 police cars pull up in the parking lot. Thinking not much of it, as the police station is directly across the street, they all get out on foot and start taking cover behind the cars. I'm thinking, this is very odd. 2 officers come rushing in and ask about the robbery. And then, of course, the manager and my trainer come out. As you can guess, this ugly necklace was a robbery alarm, and playing with it, I set it off. All was settled quickly. Would it be nice to have been told what it was for what it was? But at least I didn't get fired on my first day. I worked there all through high school. Oh, whoops.
Oh my gosh. That is
oopsie. Well, and if you do that here, I think they'll charge you. They used to be like $80 or $100 if they came for something like that. But you imagine all those cops, and then it's your first day, you're alone because the manager and shift manager aren't paying attention. They're in the back. And you're just standing there, and suddenly these cops are crouched down and charging at the...
No.
Ooh,
no.
I don't know if I would have wanted to stay for a second day.
No.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, yeah,
well, no. A friend of mine had something like that happen. They were working in a pizza place, and it was a takeout place, and it was super busy, and they were just helping out. They weren't necessarily meant to have to be there, but they were helping out. And at the time, she had young kids, so the kids were there. They just were tucked in the office. But at some point, the phone rang, so she had to go get the phone, and it was the cops, and they said, okay, like, what's going on? Are you safe? And they're like, yeah, it's just really busy. And they're like, well, no, the alarm went off. What happened? And then she looked over and she saw her daughter pressing the button. And she's like, oh my, she's like, it was my daughter. My nothing God. Happened. They're like, well, you know, because she could just be saying that. There still could be somebody in there, right? Man. Is what the police would have to, they'd have to check it out. So they said, okay, we got to come outside. So she had to go out with her hands up in front of all these people. And then they came in and then they searched the restaurant, found the children now in the office. So, that, I think that child got in trouble that day. But she was tiny at the time. So, oh, dear. Yeah. That's no good.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's awkward and uncomfortable and hilarious. And I love it.
Yeah, that's as soon as I read that story, it kind of made me think of her. So I'm like, oh dear, these things do happen. They do happen, unfortunately. I want to know what that necklace looked like.
They do.
Like, I don't know that I've ever seen it on a chain or anything. So I kind of want to know what the necklace looked like and like where the button was that he must have been pushing. I vaguely
remember like years ago.
Maybe. Maybe she does.
Yeah. I don't know.
Where did you
come? I've never had one, but I vaguely remember from years ago. It's like a little, it's like, you know, those chains that they use at the bank to try to hold the pens to the counter. Mm-hmm. It's kind of one of those chains, like a dog tag kind of a chain. Mm-hmm. And this big tan box attached to it. Mm-hmm. But I don't really remember much about it. I was very young the last time I saw one.
Well,
so
maybe our author can tell us and we can update everybody about what this ugly necklace looks like and to stay away from
it. They still use them. We need to know.
We need clarification.
That's lovely. I mean, I've been in buildings.
You've been in buildings, have you?
Yes.
Sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me this morning.
One building I worked in, we had an issue with our... I don't know either. We had an issue with our switchboard. And whenever we tried to call another one of our locations, it would instead dial 911, but it would deadline on both sides. So we couldn't... we had no idea it had called. Nobody knew that they had called it. They would just hang up and try calling again. And so we would deadline to 911. And the first couple times they came out in force because it was a big car dealership I was working at. And you get a 911 with a deadline, they are not allowed to disconnect. So we tied up 911 for probably 20 minutes while they went through every building on the lot and did a quick lot walk to make sure that nobody was in any sort of difficulty. We had to all meet at our muster points and do our head counts. And like, it was crazy until we figured out what was going on. That almost became a regular thing. So I know they don't mess around. And being a kid, I think that would have scared the crap. I don't think I would have gone back for day two. So good on you for going back to work after that.
So what you're saying is if that had happened to you, we would have had a theme that's story to read. Ew, that was terrible. Whoops. Oh, my computer's going nuts, as usual.
Yeah, we're having some technical issues today. My computer is all glitchy and weird as well. But that's okay. It's just going to make us sound funnier, and hopefully people will just laugh at us for our technical lack of savvy, I guess.
Lack of savvy, because we're always so savvy.
All right. So, I have another one from an online story.
Okay, go ahead.
So this one, it came from, I don't remember which site, says, I had a very bizarre conversation with a patron at our library today. She's a regular and always has an interesting take on things. We've just had a big event and the library had been packed with people all day, most of them children. As a result, the cloakroom is overflowing and there's been some irritation. As we're about to close for the day, this regular patron comes up to me and says, I just had the perfect idea. I'm surprised you haven't thought of it already. So I said, okay, let's hear it and we'll see what we can do. So the patron points to the space in the back of the library near where we have our offices and says, what if you put up a lot of hangers on that wall over there and people can hang their jackets or put baby carriages and bags and stuff away back there? They'll be out of the way and there'll be so much more space in the lobby. Me, I said, that is a good idea. Unfortunately, we're not allowed to put anything back there at all because of the fire escape. If we block that door, the fire department will be breathing down our necks. And the patron says, oh, you shouldn't have to listen to the fire department. It's not like there's ever going to be a fire here. Besides, why do you need a fire escape back there? Everyone will use the one up front. So I said, well, it depends on where the fire is. And also, that's the closest one to our staff area and offices. She says, staff needs their own fire escape. If there's a fire, aren't you supposed to stay behind and carry all the books out?
What?
So I said, I assure you, if there's a fire, the books would be the least of our concern. The policy is to always save lives first. We can buy new books.
Yeah.
And she says, but that's taxpayer money.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Please die for our books because we paid for them. We want you to give your life for them.
Wow.
Unreal. And the thing I find funny about that is when we were living in Calgary, I would often go to a fairly major grocery store that was right near a fire hall. And it just happened to be that when I would go there, it wasn't uncommon for the people at the fire hall, the EMS, and everybody to be getting their groceries. Because you know EMS, they actually live at the fire station for, I think it's a week at the station and then a week at home. I'm not 100% sure what the rotations are, but I think it's a week. So their first day in, they go shopping to get all the food and stuff for the week because they cook, they clean, they basically live as a family. And I remember on more than one occasion watching people berate the firemen who were just there trying to shop because they brought the fire truck as per policy. Because if there's a fire, if there's an emergency while they're at the store, they have to be able to drop everything, get in the truck and go. Mm-hmm. So they're doing what they're supposed to do. And these people were freaking out because you took the fire truck. That costs us money. And what are you doing here? We're paying your salary. Get back to the fire station. There was more than once that I actually had to jump in and basically tell somebody that they're being an idiot and being a jerk and to stop harassing these people that are kind enough to be willing enough to lay down their lives for you. So shut up and let him buy his coffee. No like kidding, it was ridiculous what people expect.
Man. No kidding.
Right?
That was terrible.
So, right? That's why people I loved that book story.
People are weird. They get weird ideas. Not just us, everybody. Well, other people are weird.
Right? See, we're a good kind of funny weird. That's an entitled kind of...
That's what we like to
You should probably live alone on an island if you think that your books are more important than somebody else's life kind of weird.
Yes. We're weird. Like I keep looking at my Pug of the Day calendar that's on my desk. And it's so cute, this one. The pug is, I think it's, I don't know, it might be Doug the Pug.
Yes.
But he's dressed up Mrs. Doubtfire. And it says, help is on the way, dear. That's the caption. It's so cute. Maybe I'll post that. Like, I squirreled a bit.
You might have to post that for us.
But we're that kind of
weird. You might have to post that for us.
We're not talking down to people. And that's thinking cute. We own them because our taxes might pay for their salary. Well,
oh, well.
We're going to wrap it up pretty soon. But yeah, so yes, that was a great story. And we are hoping everyone's going to keep sending in their stories because we love it and it keeps us going. And where can they send their stories to?
Yes. So if you want to please send in stories, we love hearing from you. Even if you don't have a story, anything you want to say, reach out to us. The email address is iwcctpodcast@gmail.com or you can reach us on Facebook at If Water Coolers Could Talk, or on Instagram at IWCCT Podcast. Just help us keep the conversation going. If you have any sort of, even if it's just a short little story, we can do like we do today, where we had one story about the necklace, and then we just kind of tacked on a couple of little, not full stories, but just little things that go with it.
We
just
ramble.
Let us know.
That's
reach
what
out.
We do. We'll ramble.
Let's tell your story
really
on air. It's lots of fun.
Okay.
Remember to rate and review us, please. Relevant. And we'll meet you around the water cooler next week.
Okay. Yes. Please stay hydrated, friends. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.